Welcome to a special edition of Ours is the Fury podcast.
Attention. Incredible experience.
Welcome to the special edition. This week, we're doing something a little different. The Fury aren't playing. It's the day of the Soccer Bowl.
Soccer Bowl!
And so we thought we'd give you some extra stuff. Kendra had the opportunity to go to the year-end press conference for the Fury. And Kendra, can you just tell us what this is about, what we're about to hear?
Yeah, so just to wrap up the season, the Fury hosted a kind of a special night where they gave some awards to the players. But before that, they had a press conference and some time for the media to talk to some of the players. So I went representing Ours is the Fury, and I got some audio clips from the press conference, which I found was pretty interesting. There was a few announcements made, and then I got to talk to some players afterwards. So we're just bringing that all to you.
Yeah, so what you're going to hear is John Pugh, who is a co-owner of the Ottawa Fury Football Club, and he's owned the club for quite a while, and was a main part of them coming into the NASL. And we're going to hear from Coach Mark Dos Santos. And there's also Captain Richie Ryan. There's also someone else that we're going to hear from. Who's that?
Yeah, the Fury announced that Darko Bucer, who coached the Chelsea youth system, would be stepping in to coach the Fury Academy. And so he was there as well and gave a few words.
Hey, sounds good. So this press conference it's a little long, but we put in the best parts for you. So we'll be back after to discuss, and we'll also have player interviews after.
Okay. Here we are at the end of a season. It seems to have flown by. It seems like it was only yesterday when we were at Carlton, unfortunately playing in the 96th minute and having that goal go in and unfortunately losing that first game. But has it been a successful inaugural season for us? Yeah, I think it has. 7 wins, 6 ties, 27 points in 27 games. So I think we've shown that we can compete with the top teams in the league. I think if you ask the Minnesota, the Scorpions, the Cosmos, certainly the Strikers, who we gave a good scare to on the weekend, they would agree. And if you look at our record, we had lost 11 games by a one-goal margin, which is quite an amazing stat. So would we wish to be higher up in the final standings? Yes, of course we would. But I think it's been a good season. After 27 games, we have a goal difference of -4. And if you study the record of Carolina, they have a goal difference of -5. And they have 11 points more than us, and they were eliminated, as you're probably aware, in the very last weekend of the season, last weekend. So, we know we're in a very competitive league. We believe the league is getting more competitive every year. But we're close. The teams are very close, and we're close. We had a bit of a surge in the middle of the full season, as you're aware, with 8 games with really, really good performances. And it would have been lovely to be able to see that through to the end of the season. But realistically, finishing in 8th spot out of 10 in our very first year in a competitive league like the NASL is very encouraging for us going forward. If there's a regret, it is that we didn't win as many games as we would have liked to do in front of our own fans. We had that good run where we had three away wins on the trot, and it would have been really nice if there'd been three home wins on the trot. But I think most of our fans came away understanding a lot more about the North American Soccer League, understanding the standard, understanding the skill level, and we'll be back for more next season. Coaching-wise, I think we're in really good shape for next year. Obviously, Mark, Martin, Philip, Kyle Thorne, who you don't see very much, but is our human performance coach and is a real difference maker for us, particularly as we've noticed the lack of sort of muscular injuries in the second half of the season. Obviously, Bruce Grobbelaar coming on as our goalkeeper coach has been a great addition. A great addition to the squad. There's a bunch of people that don't very often get mentioned, like Brad Smith, our equipment manager, Mel Fiala, the athletic therapist, Melanie Arden, who does everything, Graham Ivory, Carrie McKay in the office. So we've got a team that we're very, very happy to move forward with next year. On the field, I think we've got a proven core group of players that we can build around. Mark never stops recruiting, as you're aware, and the goal is always with the goal of improving the squad in one way or another. We've already secured a number of key players for next season. Richie, our captain, Nicky Patterson, Roman Pizer, who joined us in the middle of the season, another great addition, Mason Trafford, etc. Great stadium. I don't know what to say about the stadium other than it's the best stadium in the league, and it's an incredible place to show people around, and it's a real eye opener for most of the teams as they come to visit us. It's an MLS standard stadium. Don't get carried away by that statement in any shape or form, but we do appreciate what we have here. I know the players are very respectful of the facilities, and I'm sure that. This is not what you're used to in many cases either, so I'm sure you appreciate it as well. Fan support. It's been encouraging. Obviously, setting the NASL record was a great thing to do to open the stadium. 14,500 fans, and 3 days later, Glasgow Rangers, legendary club, came and played, and another 9,000 fans in the stands. So we'd like to bring more games of that caliber to the national capital, and we will do so if we can make sure that the finances are in the right shape. In the good weather months this summer, we had NASL crowds announced at over 5,000 on several occasions, and obviously it's not the same in April and it's not the same in October, but we built a core fan base that we think we can build on. Rome wasn't built in a day here. If we look back at the history of the Vancouver Whitecaps, and perhaps even more accurately the Montreal Impact, in their early years, they would have been very, very happy to be where we're sitting today. So we're feeling very comfortable of that fan base, and we know we've got a lot of work to do to increase it as we go forward. I think a lot more people are aware now of what the North American Soccer League is all about, and definitely fans surprised at the level of play. It's a great place to come and watch a game. And, thanks to our supporters groups, it's also a bit of a fun place to come to a game. And we'll score a few more goals at the beginning of next season so we can let off the smoke bombs and so on that we have ready to go. Mark was always telling me that, it's important to get the right players that he wants, that fits the way he wants to play and so on. But equally important was to get players of good character. And I think that's one thing that's we've been very proud of as the season has moved on. The fact that our players have been out in the community, and speak to Richie here and Tom Heineman, and whenever they've been asked to do things, whether it be to run a practice out at West Ottawa or to get involved with the Hunger Challenge, the Purelator we're running, or the Pink Campaign, or to hold the biggest flag in the world up, as we did last week, to memorialize the two soldiers. They've always been eager and willing to do that. So there's not many of them here, and I'll repeat it later. But very happy for that. So next season, I'd like to tell you a little bit more than I know, than I can. The NASL is working on the 2015 schedule as we speak. I can tell you there will be a spring season and a fall season. Our season in particular will be impacted a little bit by the Women's World Cup. That will take both the Red Blacks and ourselves out of the stadium for the month of June. It will also probably take some of the alternative training sites that we might use out of the picture, because they'll be used. The FIFA will be using four turf sites around the city. Similarly, the CSA are working on the schedule for 2015 for the Amway, but I think we can safely say that based on the assumption that they will pair Edmonton and Ottawa together in a play-in round for the right to play with the three MLS teams, that given the way the seeding works, we will be the lowest seed, and therefore the prize for the winner of that Edmonton-Ottawa game is a game against the Vancouver Whitecaps, who will be the number one seed. In 2015, the league's going to get stronger. The existing teams will get stronger. The expansion team that's coming in, Jacksonville, will be very competitive out of the gates. They have hosted U.S. national games and had 30,000 people attending those games. So we can expect that they, along with teams like Indianapolis, who obviously done very well at the gate this year and have improved dramatically as the season has gone on by bringing in some new players. Fort Lauderdale has new ownership, and we can expect them to do better. So they'll join clubs like the Cosmos, Scorpions, and Minnesota in strengthening an already strong squad. We heard that Raul will join the Cosmos, and I was joking with a few of the guys before we started, because yesterday in the BBC gossip column, Stephen Gerrard was reportedly going to the Cosmos, but don't print that. But if you want to go look it up, you can. But it came from one of the British newspapers. But just a rumor. But it's great when clubs like the Cosmos bring in players like Raul. And I expect again to see more of that kind of thing. Not that we have a designated player rule or anything like that, because as you know, we don't have a salary cap, but the league is going to be stronger next year, and Mark is aware of that, and we're definitely up for the challenge of next season. So in summary, we think we've laid a good foundation for our club going forward. It's a foundation built on an able and well-respected coaching staff, strong group of core players who will form the basis of the squad. Great facilities here and a growing fan base, and I think we've always made it clear as to what our goals will be next year, and that's to make the Final Four, make the playoffs in the NASL, and certainly we would love to get to the semifinal round of the Amway Championship by getting past Edmonton. So thank you for your support throughout the season, and we're pretty comfortable in our skin at the end of our first inaugural season.
That was John Pugh. He's co-owner of the Ottawa Fury Football Club, and just reflecting on the season. We're gonna go into detail about everything he said on next week's podcast, which will only be a few days from now, be released. So coming up, we have the same press conference, Coach Mark Dos Santos. Enjoy.
Mark, do you want to?
Yeah. No, I think that John pretty much said it all when it comes to facility, core, group of guys, what we're looking to do next year. I'm really going to let you guys ask me the questions you want, but you know, I just have one thing to say. I think, first of all, John, I don't know if you were being indirect with me regarding a designated player, but if you want, I'll look for one. The second thing is that I think a lot of it was positive, but at the end of the day, I'm not here to be positive. I'm here to be demanding. And we feel a certain emptiness at the same time in what was achieved because, yes, the foundations are excellent, but next year we have to be better. And our concern now, and our concern in that thing that people call off-season that I don't know, I never met with an off-season, to be honest with you. And the off-season is the most busy part of our life if you want to be successful next year. And we have to be better. We have to be better because we owe it to everybody. And again, foundations are great. Decisions are going to be made. Changes are going to happen because when you want to improve, you need change. And we're very positive with the group of guys. I'm going to be able to thank the guys upstairs. So I'm going to let it for them. The guys have been fantastic. John spoke about character and the way they behaved. And one of the things that marked me with the group I worked with this year is that they were always the same. Always the same in training. After winning two games, after winning a game, after losing three in a row, the mentality in training was always the same. And that's very important to move forward. We have to stick with that mentality, but there's a lot of things we have to do better. People question us on the road versus home. And I'm just going to touch that. We finished 3 points away from the first place team playing away. So we were 3 points away from being the best team away from home. Yet we finished last home. And that, for me, it cannot happen. So that's something we want to change. I think it comes from the focus of being on the road. You know, we're at the hotel the night before. The team is in very early stages in the game already. And I feel that home we have to create something to be in that stage. And that's my responsibility. So it's something that I could guarantee you that we will be better home, that's for sure, next season. And afterwards, I'm just going to let you guys ask any question you have after.
Some great comments from Coach Mark DeSantos. Finally, we have a little piece with Richie Ryan, who's our team captain.
There's not much for me to say. I'm not going to keep you here very long. It's been a great experience to be a part of the first year for the club. Hence the reason I've committed to stay for another couple of years. I think as a bunch of players, we've probably let ourselves down. We expected to do a little bit better than what we have done. But like Mark says, we've got to rebuild in the off season and come back next season stronger and finish in the top four. That's what we'll be looking forward to doing and trying to turn TD Place into a place where we don't get beat. And then if we can keep performing on the road and turn these games into wins at home, that should leave us where we want to be at the end of next season. And then apart from that, I'd just like to thank John and the rest of the organisation for everything they've done for us this year. Obviously, it's great for any player to play in a stadium like this and to come in, train here every day, have the facilities that we have and the backing that we have from everybody. So thanks very much, John.
You're welcome.
Next, we have some questions that the press were asking the players and the ownership group and the coaches. After the questions, we're going to have some interviews with the players, so stick around for that.
Thanks.
Questions. John, in terms of, you touched on attendance numbers before, what was your expectation going into a first season with this club in terms of what you wanted to have in bodies in the seats and going towards next season? You average, aside from that big record breaking game, about 5,000 people fairly regularly. How much do you expect to build on that and increase that to going into the second season?
Well, first of all, it was like, from a business perspective, it was like two seasons. There was the season at Carlton and the season at TD Place. And obviously at Carlton there were just over 3,000, I can't say comfortable seats, but seats. And we had some challenges there, and we tried to turn that into, an NASL ground, in the sense that by that time we had season ticket holders and so on, and we'd committed to feed people, and in particular in terms of staging the games, we had a lot of rent, a lot of facilities, and so on. So it was a great challenge in that respect, and our OSEG team came together to make all that happen. But we did recognize that, well, we're playing in April, and if I remember playing Edmonton in the Amway, it was not a very pleasant night. So we certainly weren't expecting to have crowds equal to what we saw in the full season. So I think we were not far off the mark in terms of where we thought we'd be in the fall season. Obviously, once again, I think we've learned that Wednesday games are going to be a challenge from going forward. We've learned that games in late October will often form a similar challenge, although if we played this weekend, it was absolutely gorgeous, as you probably saw the weekend before when we did play, rained, but you know, we can't do anything about that. We've done various surveys with the fans to kind of... one of the questions I think was, you know, what does it take to get you back to... You've been to a game, now what does it take to get you back to more games? And one of those was good ticket prices. So that's something we're very, very sensitive to and we'll be looking at. One was to have a successful team, which is something that we obviously all want. And the third one was good weather, and there's not much we can kind of do about that. But you know, we need to gradually build on that core base that we have. We think there's great prospects amongst the soccer community. We had some games that where we had considerable numbers from the soccer community, and that kind of tailed off as soccer clubs began to end their season and start thinking about tryouts for the next one. So group sales will be one of our focuses, and also attracting a lot of those millennials who have been attracted to the Red Blacks games, which is great, but we'd love to see them come out and support the Fury FC as well.
Richie, you're named captain of the first year team at the beginning of the season. How has this year been different for you in terms of other clubs you've played for in other seasons, just in terms of coming in and trying to get used to a group that, for the most part, guys weren't familiar with each other?
Yeah, I think that was the difficult part, especially the first part of the season, because we're all new. We've never played together before. Difficult job for Mark to bring in a full team. And then it's a difficult job on the field to really click with people that you've never played with before. Over a period of time, I think we gelled quite well. We were unfortunate with results, but we probably should have done better with a lot of the results that we were unfortunate with. But I think over a period of time, as the season went on, we gelled a lot together.
And Mark, and what in your mind a perfect balance going into next season between having a group of young players and having enough veteran experience and leadership in the room?
Yeah, the experience you have, guys, and you have guys of 20 years old that are more experienced than guys that are 30. You see, like, I look at the maturity of a kid like Mauro Estacchio, and he's now 21. So for us, age is... it's not a factor, but the personality, the character of the player is, and that's very important for us. When you talk about balance, we're more concerned about a balance that's going to help the team win games, and not really age, because I think that a player like Romuald Pesce brings a lot in the locker room with his passion to win. Sometimes he's quite annoying, right? He could be annoying. Yeah. That's why. But in a very good way. He's always thinking about the team. Always thinking about the team. Same thing with Richie Ryan. We need to have pieces like that, and you need youth, and you need players that are could play 10 games in a row without getting tired. Our concern now is to mix the technical side that we focused on a lot in the beginning of last year and bring some speed and bring more strength to the team, that it's a side of our game that I think sometimes we lack.
And Mark, you talked about changes in priority. Where do you see those changes in terms of the team? Midfield or defense, or do you have any?
Yes. I think that attacking-wise, we're looking at least two new pieces that are going to make us better. We need another different piece in the midfield because I think Mauro and Richie Ryan could share very well that position, and Mauro learns a lot from Richie. But the two players that play in front of the defensive midfield, a lot of times they're similar. They're different, but it's similar. And we need to be a little bit more dynamic in that position. And in the back, it's also one of the center backs we want to improve in that position also. That's three players for sure that we need to get better.
Mark, how long before you guys are looking, obviously it's a long-term project, how long before you guys are looking at incorporating academy players into the first team?
I think that was clear from the beginning when we went after Philip, right? And now there's another announcement that's going to be made that shows the seriousness of us with the academy. We want to incorporate a kid from the academy as of next year. So when you look at our roster, we want to have three goalkeepers next season. So you know that one. Ciao, right? One of the four. There's your answer. We want to keep 19 field players, so you're up to 22. And we want to have three academy players that are always rolling in, stay with the first team. We're very serious about it. Like, it makes any club proud that a kid from the academy starts, but it's easier said than done because it's not easy in the league. And I don't think in the league that I remember like that very fast, there's teams in the NASL that are playing with two or three academy players starting. Hopefully, we're going to be the first one to do it. Edmonton has done it quite well, this past year, incorporating some of those young players.
Okay, that was some of the questions from the press conference, some interesting things. And there's some questions as well we didn't include, and we're going to talk about them on the next podcast when the whole crew is here. Coming up, there's this very special announcement. Kendra, can you tell us what the announcement was?
Yeah, it's something that I'm very excited about just because it's about the academy. And as soccer fans here, we are always looking to improve the youth. And we always want, you know, strong players coming from Canada. And so the Fury announced that they had hired Darko Buser, who was head of the Chelsea Academy previously. And this made me very excited, one, because I'm a Chelsea fan, and two, because it's a really good coaching decision for our youth, and I think it'll make them a lot stronger. So what you'll hear next is Phil DeSantos introducing Darko, and then some questions for him, and he says a few things about his position and coming to Ottawa.
Yeah, I think it's quite unbelievable how this world is dynamic, and when we talk about soccer and the way we were able to contact and make contact with Darko was we always committed to making sure that our player development program had the best structure possible, but also the best people available. And through a conversation where we had just the chance to say, Darko, would you consider working with us and coming down to Canada after 11 years or 12 years spent at Chelsea? And we throw it like that almost as an hopeless call, but the answer is more positive than we expect. Proves us that it's a small world, and people like that want to be associated with a quality project and a good project and one that is ambitious. And I think that's the steps we're taking today. And like Mark said, there's a big commitment from the club to have players growing from Ottawa and wearing the jersey in the next few years and years to come. So with that comes work, a lot of dedication, a lot of hours, and mostly working with people that have the expertise and the knowledge and the understanding of the standard of the high-level game. And For us, it's an honor and a pleasure to have Darko. He will be working 100% and in end with me and growing that side of the club. So we look forward to it. Darko?
Can I ask you a question? Why did you leave Chelsea? It's not really the question. The real question is, what drew you here?
Too many things. How much time you have? It was a decision based on what can I bring to this club, to the academy, and what club can give back to me. So it's basically both ways. I think I can develop here as much as I can bring. So that was a main decision. And also, obviously, there's a little bit history between me and Mark Dos Santos. We studied together. 2010, we met in Ireland for our A license, and obviously I worked under him for a two big competition in Brazil. And when opportunity came, Mark spoke to me briefly, and then I spoke to Philip a few times. We had a constructive conversation. I like the project; it's a big, big challenge, and but I think it's possible. So that's why I made my decision to come here. It's a different culture, different mentality. It's something different for me as well to embrace. And I hope, I believe it can be done.
What you see of the academies in the United Kingdom, how different from what you can tell so far would they be from North America?
It's a big difference. It's a massive difference, but the setup that Philip is putting on, it's based on a very European model. So this is the way that we're going to go. Because the end product is to develop players, not the teams, develop players so they can play for a first team and obviously for the national team in the future. And also not only to educate them in a football way, but also the education as a whole. We want to create the better people and better football players. This is the objective.
So that was Darko Bucer, the new head of the academy for the Ottawa Fury FC, who has some experience with Chelsea for many years, and also worked with coach Mark Dos Santos in Brazil. So coming up, the last part of our special edition, we have some interviews with some of the players. Kendra, can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so after the press conference, the players were available to answer a few questions. So I just asked a couple questions to the ones that I could get to. And so first up, here's some thoughts from Tony Donatelli. My first question is, what was the best thing about playing in Ottawa this year for you?
I think is the crowd, the fans at TD Place especially, really been great, even in Carleton as well. Really came out and supported the team, and even when we had some tough results, they were always out there supporting us and giving us that extra push, so they've been great.
Do you have any personal goals for next year, like anything that you expect from next year?
Personally, you know, I just want to, you know, take this time to improve on what I need to improve on, get fit again and stay healthy. I had a few injuries this year, so try to get strong. I don't really put too many statistical goals out there, but just wanted to help the team and be a big part of the team going forward.
Next up, I talked to Fury midfielder Nicky Patterson. Okay. So what are your plans for the off season?
To be honest, I'm sticking around here. Okay. When I first committed to coming here for 2 years, myself and my wife, we'd just get married, and the previous two off seasons we'd get engaged and married, so we'd been home and taken up a lot of our time at home. So we wanted to go somewhere that we could kind of grow from, you know what I mean, set a base. So she's working as well here now, so we're staying here in the off season. I'm hoping to do a little bit of coaching and stuff here for the club, and then we're going to go home for 2 weeks at Christmas and then back for pre-season.
What are some things that kind of you've been impressed with Mark as a coach?
I mean, I was impressed with Mark after 5 minutes of talking to him. Yeah. At the end of my Charleston season last year. I mean, it didn't take long for me to realise the potential of the project and the potential for this team in this city. And realistically, everything he said is going to happen has happened. We get into a new stadium, things will get better, the teams perform better. Like, just all the little things that we, that you guys don't see, that we get on a daily basis, has got better and better. But he just gets something about him, Mark, that he's got that calmness, composure, and in difficult situations you always look to him as a leader. You know things are going to be okay, and I almost feel like we've let him down a little bit this year as a team, and that's something we definitely want to put right next year.
Any expectations for next year?
Yeah, I mean, for us, I mean, in my mind, we've built a good core this year, a foundation, but we've got to push on and make the playoffs next year. There's no doubt about it. I mean, we've got a group of players here in my mind that should have made the playoffs this year. I mean, there's no way in my mind Fort Lauderdale is a better team than what we are. And, you know, I mean, some of the other teams are a bit more established, let's say, and some good players. But I mean, I feel like on any given day we could have beat any of those teams, and we've lost 8-9 games by one goal. It shows we're always there. And for me, yeah, I mean, it's all about improvement next year.
I also had the chance to talk to one of the Canadian players on the team, Phil Davies. What was the best part of playing in Ottawa?
The fans in the stadium. I mean, for any NHL team, this stadium is pretty special. I mean, like, every time like I came here, I was pretty excited to play. And that's huge because, like, it brings your momentum to the game. And, yeah, it was huge.
What was the highlight of your season?
I think it was the 4-0 against Carolina. I think we took a huge step that day, and as a team, we just came together a little bit more than, because it was our first big win, you know, as a team. And yeah, and the first game against New York in the new stadium was fun too.
And finally, I talked to one of the youngest players on the team, Mauro Ustakio. How did you feel after the end of the season, being kind of your first
professional
season? Yeah. How did that feel?
It was good. You know, I already knew I came in, and I was expecting a lot of good things. You know, I know Mark for a while now. His brother Phil coached me in the national team, and I already knew what their plan was for the whole team, how they wanted to play, and I was pretty excited for that. I came in basically an outsider, you know, the youngest player on the squad, or one of them, and I knew it was going to be hard to play. I basically had to fight every day for my spot. That's what I did, and towards the end, you know, I started getting a lot of minutes. I got 3 starts, you know, which is good for me. And globally, I think it was a positive season for me and for the club.
So what are you planning to do in the offseason?
In the offseason, I'm going to go back to Portugal, going back to my family. I'm obviously going to have be training with one of the teams I played before. I already talked to them, so I'll be training there to keep my shape, because our offseason's 3 months and it's still pretty long. And then just get ready, get in shape for next season, basically.
What kind of was something that sets Mark apart as far as coaches go?
Mark really knows how to, you know, motivate players. You know, his speeches are something that Mark did this whole season. He knows what he wants. He's really professional in everything he does, and you know, it's really, really good for the club to have Mark as a head coach. And I'm pretty sure, and I'm positive about it, with him guiding us for next season, we'll have a better season.
Great stuff, Kendra. Thanks for going out and attending the press conference and getting those interviews. It's really great to hear some of the insight from the players and the coaching staff.
Yeah, it was really fun, and everybody was very relaxed, so it was kind of nice to, you know, hang out with them, like, you know, away from a game pressure situation.
Yeah, and I think you get more honest answers and stuff than right before or right after a game, mm-hmm. or even when they have a lot of time to prepare when we do the scheduled interviews, so it's pretty good to hear. So join us next episode. We're going to do a special edition season review.
Spring season and fall season, we're going to review everything.
And everyone's going to be back, Blogsmith, John. So you can find us on Twitter at
Ottawa Fury.
And find us online at Red Nation Online, Stitcher, iTunes, all the places you find podcasts. Thanks for joining us.